Hi, welcome back to Learn Me Some English's daily news podcast 154. Today's article, 45% of hybrid workers have napped in work hours. My name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmesomeenglish.com. You can tune into these podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, and many more. Today's article discusses what people are really doing when they work from home. Today, I will give you the vocabulary necessary to understand the article. I will read the article and in the end, follow up with some comprehension questions. So sit back, relax, go for a walk, but tune in. And while listening to a daily news article, also learn some new English. Enjoy. Here is today's vocabulary. 1. Remote. Adjective. Done, happening, etc. from a distance. Our company employs thousands of remote workers from all around the world. 2. Productive. Adjective. Doing a lot or achieving good results. I'm usually most productive early in the morning. 3. Nap. Noun. A short sleep, typically during the day. I always take a short nap when I get home from work. 4. Bored. Adjective. Unhappy and impatient because one has nothing to do or is uninterested in what one is doing. I was so bored during that lecture, I almost fell asleep. 5. Stressed. Adjective. Feeling anxious, under pressure, or overwhelmed. I've been so stressed since starting my new job. 6. Likely. Adjective. Probable or having a good chance of happening. It's likely to rain in the afternoon. Today's title, 45% of hybrid workers have napped in work hours. What are people really doing when they work from home? This is a question that some bosses have been asking in recent years as more employees do remote work. According to a new survey for sleep advice site Sleep Doctor, quite a few of those workers are sleeping. Okay, they're not sleeping all the time, and they may actually be more productive at home. But the survey found that 1/3 of remote workers and 45% of hybrid workers take a nap during work hours every week. However, 27% of in-person workers also said they take a nap during work time each week. Some of those in-person workers said that their company has a place for them to take a nap, while 50% said they nap in their cars, and another 33% nap at their desk. About 1 in 10 people said they nap during work time because they're bored. Others might have been up late watching TV. But could the reason for some of this napping be that people are stressed about work and can't sleep at night? Perhaps. Sleep Doctor found that 77% of full-time workers said they lose sleep on an average night because of work stress. In fact, 10% of people said they lose 3 or more hours of sleep from job stress. Younger workers are also more likely to lose sleep because of stress, and they're more likely to nap during the day. More than 1,200 full-time workers from the U.S. took part in the survey. Now for the questions. 1. What percentage of hybrid workers nap during work hours every week? A. 45%. B. 27%. Answer A, 45%. 2. What percentage of full-time workers said they lose sleep on an average night because of work stress? A, 60%. B, 77%. Answer B, 77%. 3. Are younger or older workers more likely to nap during the day? A, younger. B, older. Answer A, younger. 4. What are your thoughts on Sleep Doctor's findings? 5. Do you find it surprising that so many people nap during work hours? Do you ever do it yourself? 6. How do you imagine your boss would react if they caught you napping at work? 7. What do you usually do when you're bored at work? 8. Would you say that you often lose sleep because of work stress? I hope you enjoyed today's article. My name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmesomeenglish.com. This article was courtesy of Engu. You can find it at www.engoo.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you again next time. Bye.